Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
This is Gabby.
And Christina.
And welcome to the first CCNSO podcast. So, Christina, why are we doing this?
Well, since we all sit by our computer so much, we thought that this would be a nice way to share information.
And it's a pretty cool thing to do as well today, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. But do we have any cool things to talk about?
I think so. I think it's cool. We're going to focus on the London meeting because it's fastly approaching. First of all, we're going to look into the CCNSO meeting agenda. We're also going to highlight the work of some of the working groups, and we're going to give you some other general information around the meeting. Does that sound okay?
Sounds very good.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, so how should we start?
Well, I think it would be good to start just by diving into the CCNSO meeting agenda.
But how should we do that exactly? Should we just read the sessions or?
That would be pretty boring. Yeah. Perhaps we should talk to someone who actually knows everything about it.
Katrina.
Yes, exactly. Let's call her.
All right.
Hi, Katrina.
Hello, Gabby.
Hi, thanks for joining our podcast. Could you start by introducing yourself?
Yes, hello. So my name is Katrina Sataki, and I'm the chair of Program Working Group. And the main task of this group is to make CCNSO meetings as interesting and useful as possible.
Okay, so can you tell me what interesting and useful sessions we will hear in London?
Well, in London, as always, we'll have very intensely packed agenda and very interesting topics and discussions. Between the ICANN meetings, we discuss many different things. And now the hot topic is internet governance and IANA functions, ICANN accountability, and many other things. So, of course, our agenda, we also have three sessions dedicated to internet governance. First, we'll start with some overview and information about some regional activities. Then we'll talk about perspectives on enhancing ICANN's accountability process. And on Wednesday, we also have another session on internet governance. And then we'll talk about IANA stewardship transition and accountability. Of course, internet governance is not the only topic we're going to discuss. We'll talk also about security issues. We'll talk about legal and policy issues. We will meet our registrars and discuss hot topics and possible ways of collaboration, how to enhance our collaboration. And one of the most popular sessions is CCTLD News session. And there we also have great presenters and very interesting presentations.
Wow, that sounds good. Great. Perhaps we should also remind everyone that you can download our Google calendar.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
It's on our website, www.ccnso.icann.org. In the left nav, you can find it there.
It's really very useful. So if you don't know which session to choose and when, just download them to your laptop or your portable mobile device. And also participate in, we will have CCNSO Adobe Room available for anyone who wants to ask their question or discuss something that is going on during the sessions. And I would like to invite everyone to participate and in the discussions, ask your questions. Or if you don't want to ask your questions directly after presentations, you can meet your colleagues from other CCTLDs, you can meet presenters during coffee breaks, during lunch breaks, and especially during our traditional CCNSO cocktail on Tuesday evening.
It's great you mentioned the thing with the Adobe Room, because we really hope that that will become a little bit more active. We want to promote that more, and sometimes you might feel more comfortable to type your question than to actually speak.
Exactly.
So that's great that you mentioned that. Also, Katrina, you perhaps want to mention something about the traditional meeting survey we always do.
Yes, after each CC and SO meeting, we ask our community, what did you like, what you probably did not like, what would you like to see in the future meetings? So this feedback is really very important for us, because it helps us to improve our meetings even further, and to find new ways to interact with the community, like, for example, Adobe Room. We really need your opinion. We really need to hear from you to see what you want, what you need, what can help you to make your life easier, or maybe your CCTLD even better than it is now.
And we also have this new thing that we actually give feedback on the feedback, right?
Yes, exactly. We decided that to show you our appreciation and to show that we really care of what you think. So after each meeting, when we collect your feedback, we will also try to provide feedback on feedback. We call it feedback on feedback, just for you to see which ideas, how are we going to implement your ideas, or maybe which ideas were not entirely clear for us, or maybe which ideas we can't implement due to various reasons.
Yeah, and you can find the most recent feedback on the feedback on our website as well. It's on the homepage.
Yeah.
Okay, Katrina, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just would like to invite everyone, just as I did, please come, share your experience, hear what others have to say, and participate actively in the discussions, ask your questions. And I'm sure that we all will just gain from this collaboration.
Yay. Okay, well, thank you so much, Katrina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
See you in London.
See you in London. Bye.
Bye.
And that sounds like an interesting agenda.
Yes, it is. And the only thing to add on this is really that you can find the full agenda on our website, ccnso.icon.org.
Okay. So, Gabby, what's next?
Well, we also have several working groups, and we thought that it probably would be interesting to highlight the work of some of them, at least.
Yes, and we did talk to Bart about that.
Hello, Christina.
Hi, Bart.
So, what do you want me to talk about?
Well, would you like to say something about our newest working groups and what they are up to?
Yes. Now, let me start with, say, one of the new phenomena within ICANN. It's the cross-community working groups. And one that was initiated by ICANN, or by CCNSO, is the cross-community working group on the use of names of country and territories. Now, this working group is a follow-up from the study group on the use of names of country and territories, and is established to develop a framework to be used not just by the CCNSO, but also by others, in order to make clear how country and territory names, and in which form they can be used as CCTLD, as GTLD, or can't be used. So that's the first one. And of course, with the internet governance issues, and especially with the announcement from the NTIA on its on the oversight transition, and the associated the enhancement of ICANN enhancement of ICANN's accountability process, the CCNSO is focusing on new work items which will be taken on board, say, from London moving forward. And one of the things they've already done is just recently created a council committee for the coordination of and monitoring the developments around the NTIA oversight transition process, and a broader internet governance working group, which is focusing on, or it has been focusing on, Net Mundial, and is now focusing on other internet governance initiatives. So we can expect a lot of work coming our way as the CCTLD community, and yeah, staff as well, of course.
Okay, thank you, Bart.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now we know more about the new working groups, but we also have some working groups that have been around for ages, such as the FOI.
Right, the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. They are actually in the final stage of their work now.
So perhaps it would make sense to actually speak to their chair?
Yeah, let's talk to Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Hi, Christina.
Thank you for joining us. Maybe you would like to start by introducing yourself to the people listening.
Sure. My name is Keith Davidson. I'm the Vice Chair of the CCNSO Council. I'm contracted by InternetNZ, which operates the .NZ CCTLD for New Zealand. And I chair the Framework of Interpretation Working Group.
Yes, and we would like to ask you about the Framework and Interpretation Group. You also chaired the Delegation and Redelegation Working Group before that. So we were wondering if you would like to tell us a bit about the work you have done with these groups?
Sure. One of my main reasons for being involved with the CCTLD community and the CCNSO in particular has been my concern over some issues relating to delegations and redelegations of country code top level domains. About 6 years ago, the CCNSO established a working group called the Delegations Redelegations Working Group, which looked at aspects of delegations and redelegations, and reviewed all of the decisions made by ICANN since 1998, some 40-odd delegation and redelegation decisions, and found that a number of issues arose that were perhaps not within policy. And so that working group highlighted those issues and in its final as a result of its final report, the CCNSO established the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, which has been running for about 3 years now, and just coming to the end of its work, but it's been looking to provide greater clarity around issues relating to delegations and redelegations, you know, providing essentially some colour and depth to the policies that exist. And there's really only RFC 1591 and the GAP principles from 2005 being the major policies and guidelines in place. So this was an attempt to provide a better framework so that the board of ICANN, when making decisions, could have more predictable, reasonable, sensible decisions due to the framework.
Okay, great. Thank you for that summary. Since the Framework of Interpretation Working Group is in its final stage, can you tell us something about what's coming up?
Sure. We had hoped that we would finish our work in ICANN London. Unfortunately, we missed finalising the text for our final report by 31 May, which was our deadline, in order to get it through to the GAC so that they could have it translated for their members. So we're still working to finalise that text. And as always with ICANN working groups, at the 11th hour, somebody finds some issue and we have to re-litigate or re-look at wording so that we ensure everyone's happy. But I'm an optimist, and I believe that by the end of the ICANN London meeting, the CCNSO will have agreed text. From there, we will seek the GAC's approval for the framework, and then the GAC and the CCNSO, if we are in agreement, will take the framework forward to the ICANN board for its adoption at the ICANN meeting in October in Los Angeles.
That sounds good. So from all the years of the work with these groups, can you think of any highlights, or has it mostly been hard work?
Oh, it's been hard work, but it's been a very interesting process. There's been some amazing people on the working group who have, for such a long time, some of them for all of 6 years, have met almost fortnightly or two-weekly all the way through. And, that's a credit to the people who have been involved. I think there's been an amazing amount of tolerance from the participants, recognising that the CCTLD world is very diverse. There's no one size fits all. Some CCTLDs are run by governments, some are at arm's length from government, and some are run by individuals or organisations who have no relationship or sometimes a hostile relationship with government. So finding a way to accommodate all the differing viewpoints, and appreciating that those differences have contributed positively to the ongoing growth and reach of the internet over the years has been quite an interesting process. I think also as an aside to that, this working group has worked very hard to endorse the concepts of multi-stakeholderism in so many ways. Some of the things that we do, for example, our fortnightly conference calls, which generally run for 2 hours, each week or each call is 8 hours different to the previous call. So this means that over the three calls, we've covered a 24-hour time frame. And we never make a decision on the basis of a single call. So you'll have two calls that are at not too unreasonable times in your time zone, and one that will be really quite terrible for you in your time zone. So you can attend two out of three meetings without missing on making a decision, which I think is a really useful thing, and that sort of thing should become a standard for ICANN, so that people who live in unusual places aren't disadvantaged in their participation by having to attend calls at 3 o'clock in the morning and so on. From that perspective, I think we've provided probably quite a useful model for operationally how to run a working group as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Keith, for sharing all this. And we look forward to seeing you in London.
My pleasure, and look forward to seeing you there too.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Okay, so are we ready for London now?
I think pretty much, right? I think the only thing missing is something, more information about the social events.
Right, we have the CCTLD cocktail, of course, on Tuesday night, the 24th. It's going to be at the Lancaster, and you will receive invitation. They will be handed out during the members' meeting. And you will also receive information via email. And what about the gala? Do we know anything about that?
The only thing we know about the gala is that it's going to be in something called the Old Billingsgate. And we also know that you will need tickets for this. However, apparently there will be enough tickets for everyone. That's all we know. I think this pretty much concludes everything we had to say. I hope that we will see as many of you as possible in London.
There's one more thing. Lastly, but not leastly, hand your presentations in on time, please.